Wild Mackenzie, cold and clean, flowing down through the mountains like a dream. Wild Mackenzie, Oregon green, rolling river, sparkling clear, you're the prettiest sight I've ever seen. From a cabin in the forest, down a path towards the sound of raging rapids, getting closer to the peace that I have found. Wild Mackenzie, cold and clean, flowing down through the mountains like a dream. Wild Mackenzie, Oregon green, rolling river, sparkling clear, the prettiest sight I've ever seen. Snowy canyons in the winter, sound of wild birds in the spring, river sunrise in the summer, till the autumn colors ring. Wild Mackenzie, cold and clean, flowing down mountains like a dream. Wild Mackenzie, Oregon green, rolling river, sparkling clear, you're the prettiest sight I've ever seen. Rolling river, sparkling clear, you're the prettiest sight I've ever seen.
And the prettiest sound I've heard in a while on the Saturday Cafe. Barb Ewing, Debbie Noel, and Carrie Sage, collectively known as Three of Hearts, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about Wild Mackenzie, the first song you said.
This is Barb. I co-wrote this song, Wild Mackenzie, with a friend of mine, Charlie Snellings, who's just a fabulous singer, songwriter, and guitar player here around Eugene, plays with a lot of different groups and records with different groups. And we just have enjoyed doing the song for a long time.
You met as members of an all-women steel drum band, is that correct?
Well, we are all members of an all-women steel drum band called the Steel Magnolias, mm-hmm. But Barb and I actually were colleagues in the Bethel School District as music teachers there for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And
so then we played with the Steel Magnolias and
got to sing a little bit with that and realized how much we enjoy each other's singing and the sound, and decided to branch out and to try this.
Are you all music educators in your background? I know at least two of you.
No, I work for the 4J School District, but I'm a teacher. I'm not a music teacher.
Not a music teacher, because I was wondering if inside of every music teacher there's a performer just waiting to get out.
I think there's a performer inside of all of us.
This is probably true. You sang an original song to begin with. Do you mostly do original songs, or do you find other people's songs?
We are developing more original songs, and we have quite a few that we have learned from other groups as well.
Where do you find songs that you think would get the Three of Hearts touch?
Well, Nancy Griffith would be one.
We do.
Kate Wolf. Oh, Kate Wolf, absolutely.
We have some friends up north, Mother Lode. It's a group that's been together for quite a few years, and they're friends of ours and have given us permission to sing some of their songs. So,
excellent. Does their repertoire includes cover songs too, doesn't it? Or is it all original?
Mostly original or written by some friends of theirs.
All right. Would you like to sing another song for us?
We would, and we're so happy that your theme is love songs today. We are actually going to do a beautiful love song called The Bramble and the Rose. I first learned it by a recording done by Mary McCaslin and Jim Ringer. I have since learned that was actually written by a woman named Barbara Keith.
Yeah, Bill and Barbara Keith. Mm-hmm. I think he had something to do with the tune. And mm-hmm.
Back in Massachusetts, and they now perform as the Stone Coyotes.
Oh, excellent. I learned it from Riley and Maloney. Oh, they have a lovely harmony version, too.
So this is the Bramble and the Rose. We have been so close together, each a candle, each a flame. All the dangers were outside us, and we knew them all by name. See how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Around each other we will twine. Now I've hurt you and it hurts me, just to see what we can do to ourselves and to each other without really meaning to. See how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Love grows like the bramble and the rose. Around each other we will twine. We will twine. See how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Love grows like the bramble and the rose. Around each other we will twine. Around each other we will twine.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, Three of Hearts, Bramble and the Rose. You're a new group. I mean, literally, this is the closest to the beginning of a group that I have ever been on the Saturday Cafe. What are your plans for the future? What do you want to do? What do you accomplish? I mean, are there CDs and stadium concerts in your future? Or what?
Why not, huh? Well, next Sunday, we're going to be seen at Tsunami Books at 4 mm-hmm. o'clock, and that's our first official public performance.
Uh-huh.
So we're excited about that. Hope people will come out for that one.
And you've got a repeating gig over this coming summer, too, I understand.
Steel Drum Band.
That is through Steel Magnolias.
Oh, I am sorry.
At Oakway Mall. We'll be playing in July, August, and September, so people can catch that.
And we do have a quartet that sings in that group, so that's different music, different genre, but it's still fun.
And then we hope to play out, and we'll be doing some wineries and restaurants and
garden parties.
We are available.
We do just wanted to get together and sing, and it sort of developed into something. So,
well, it's really sort of infectious. I found myself quietly singing a low part on Bramble in the
Rose. I saw you doing that. That was great.
I think it's Dave Maloney's part from the Riley and Maloney harmonies.
Well, next time turn your mic up. And
I've never had the nerve to do that on this radio show. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. And
pleasure.
Lovely, lovely harmonies. It's glad that you are following your heart out into performing.
Thank you.
And we've got plenty of time. We should do another song, I think.
Oh, good. Well, that would be great. How about we sing this new one we found? It's called Count on Me by Bruno Mars. We were just introduced to this song just a month ago. We went to the Northwest Women's Music Celebration that Motherlode sponsors up in the Mount Hood area. And one of the campers there did this song, and we just looked at each other and said, we want to add that one to our repertoire. So thanks to Linda for introducing us to this song called Count on Me. If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me. Like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh, yeah.
Count on me.
Ooh. Ooh. 1, 2, 3. And you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, I'll find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me. Like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you will be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh, yeah.
Count on me.
I think this is the first time I've ever had bongo drums on the Saturday Cafe. I've had entire brass sections and more accordions than you can squeeze a stick at, but this is a first
on
bongos.
You've got to have a bongo drum in every set. It's just the way it goes.
I did have a musician once who played bongos on his attaché case.
Oh.
It was like his music carrying case was an improvised drum.
Smart.
It was actually pretty
perfect.
Cool.
We can bring spoons, too. So.
Spoons are good. Spoons are a happy folk sound. So I assume that the two music teachers are involved in creating the harmony arrangements, or do you find songs that are already arranged? And
no.
Oh, no, we make our own, and we all do it.
We hear it and do it.
Oh, excellent.
So, every once in a while, they let me participate.
is this kind of the official soprano, second, alto, traditional mix, or is it just, I hear a note, it sounds pretty, how's the...
Exactly.
This one's closer for me. I'll take this one. Yeah. And Carrie undermines herself. She's in charge of talented and gifted for the 4J school district, so she has some TAG with herself, too.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. It's wonderful having you here, and best of luck in your continuing musical careers.
Well, thank you very much.
It was a lot of fun.